USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The already hot real estate market is heating up even more. The price of a home in the United States rose for the 10th straight month in March. The S&P Core Logistic Case-Shiller National Home Price is now more than 13% higher than it was at the same time a month ago, last year. The cities seeing the biggest increases include Phoenix, San Diego, and Seattle. Veteran civil rights attorney Kristen Clark is headed to the Justice Department as Assistant Attorney General. Senate Minority Leader from Kentucky Mitch McConnell is accusing Clark of being on the far-left fringe of the political spectrum.
The American people will have an Assistant Attorney General who argued publicly just last year, quote, "We must invest less in police," end quote.
The Dow losing 81 points on Tuesday to close at 34,312. This is USA Radio News.
It's been tough talking to my doctor about constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. I finally laid all my symptoms out there and how they keep coming back. She said I may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. We agreed it's time to try something different.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Visit a doctor in person or online. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbey and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
The summer months are bringing a busy travel season. During a briefing at Reagan National Airport, Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas pointed out that COVID restrictions are still in place at airports. Mayorkas also advising passengers to be prepared and be patient ahead of the travel season. A Republican lawmaker receives a suspicious package at his house.
The FBI is investigating a suspicious package filled with white powder and bearing an image of threatening violence that arrived at Republican Senator Rand Paul's home in Kentucky Monday. The senator takes these threats seriously. In 2017, he was assaulted by his neighbor while doing yard work, breaking 5 of his ribs. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Senate Republican Leader Mitch McConnell is referring to the commission to investigate the January 6th Capitol attack a purely political exercise. The Kentucky Republicans saying Democrats want to keep debating issues of the past. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Republican Senator from Louisiana John Kennedy is blasting a bipartisan bill that calls for billions of dollars in spending on science and technology research. The bill is being framed by its supporters as an effort to shore up American technological superiority against the growing threat of China. But Kennedy tells Fox News that's not what the bill does.
Here's what the bill will do. $120 billion in foreign aid. I don't know why we can't use that money for infrastructure. I don't know why we have to give money to countries that hate us. They should be able to hate us for free. $50 billion to the big tech semiconductor companies. We all know how broke big tech is. I guess they can use the money to develop more efficient algorithms to censor us. $80 billion to the infamous National Science Foundation. This is not a fight communism bill. If you look at this bill and study it, you will see this is a all 4 feet and your snout in the trough spending bill with virtually no money going for military defense.
President Biden is set to meet with Russian President Vladimir Putin in Switzerland on June 16th. The White House saying Biden and Putin will discuss a full range of pressing issues. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.